You are listening to WRCL 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The White House says the U.S. is on alert for a potential attack or attacks on Israel by Iran and its proxies in retaliation for the killing of a high-level Hamas official. The Pentagon's also announcing that it's ordered a nuclear-powered submarine and an aircraft carrier to the region. A magnitude 4.4 earthquake rattles Los Angeles.
Around L.A., schools had just went back today, implemented earthquake procedures. They ordered students to duck and cover, and then they evacuated. The LAPD is warning everyone to be ready for aftershocks. Here at the ABC News Bureau, it was some rolling and then a strong jolt like a truck hit the building. Everything jolted toward the south. Magnitude-wise, it wasn't huge, but it was felt by a big population being so close to L.A.
ABC's Alex Stone. Former President Trump will sit down tonight for an interview with Elon Musk on Musk's social media platform, X. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz campaigned solo this week. This is ABC News. Celine Dion is taking legal action against Donald Trump's presidential campaign. She's ordered him to stop using her music at his rallies, and apparently she isn't the only singer who's making that demand.
The family of Isaac Hayes coming for Donald Trump's money. They're suing the Republican presidential candidate for playing the song Hold On, I'm Coming at campaign events. The 1966 song performed by the R&B duo Sam and Dave and composed by Isaac Hayes, whose family controls the rights. In legal docs posted on social media, the Hayes family says it wants $3 million. For 134 unauthorized uses of the song, and they say if they don't get the money, they're going to sue. No comment so far from the Trump campaign. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
British diver Tom Daley has announced his retirement. The silver medalist at the Games in Paris, who got as much attention for his between dives habit of knitting, is retiring. Daley says he wants to spend more time with his family. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
ABC News has been sponsored by Chet's Feed and Such. Feed Seed and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Look for mostly clear and patchy fog possible for tonight. Low 55, mostly sunny and seasonal tomorrow with a high of 83, and a few clouds tomorrow night with a low of 59. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and our current temperature is 82 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Riverdale School District has a projected deficit of $492,911 for 23-24, $610,606 in 24-25, and $885,851 in the 2026-27 school year. Among the ballot questions tomorrow is an operational referendum for the Riverdale School District. Residents of the district will be asked, shall the Riverdale School District grant Richland, Iowa, and Crawford Counties, Wisconsin, be authorized to exceed the revenue limit specified in Section 121.91 Wisconsin statutes by $800,000 for the 2025-26 school year, by $800,000 for the 2026-2027 school year and by $1,185,000 per year beginning with the 2027-2028 school year and ending with the 2029-2030 school year for non-recurring purposes consisting of operational costs to maintain instructional programs, staffing, technology, transportation, and facilities management. The Riverdale School District is asking the community to approve an operational referendum for a total of 5 years. A successful operational referendum will allow the Riverdale School District to continue providing educational programming to meet the needs of students and attain the district's mission. The referendum question asks voters permission to exceed the revenue limit. The revenue limit is a state law which caps the amount of revenue the school district receives to pay operating expenses. Revenue limits cap what the school district can receive from the state and taxpayers from aid and levy dollars. Revenue limits were capped in 1993. That means that what the district spent per student in 1993 is what it was capped at. A number of things in recent years has made it increasingly difficult to meet the needs of students and community without exceeding these caps. It is not uncommon for districts to go to referendum to raise more than their caps set by the state, which were created in the early 90s. In spring of 2024, 103 Wisconsin school districts went to referendum. The tax impact, if passed, would be an additional $157 per $100,000 of property value and $115 per $100,000 each year after for the duration of the referendum. One of the big races to watch tomorrow is the Democratic primary in the 3rd Congressional District. Rebecca Cook has been campaigning for 2 years and has the most money. Katrina Shanklin has the backing of party and union leaders. WisPolitics editor J.R. Ross spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront.
Can she break through, even though she has less money than Rebecca Cook, who has been a great fundraiser, but she doesn't have that same kind of like support with some of these unions and those people who turn folks out? What's going to win out?
Eric Wilson is also running in the 3rd CD primary. State Representative Katrina Shanklin visited Wisconsin Rapids Saturday. Since the primary battle between her and Rebecca Cook has turned ugly with the influx of PAC funds, Civic Media's Melissa Kay asked her how she will work for change if elected to Congress. She said Citizens United needs to end.
When it comes to unlimited dark money in politics, there are multiple ways you can shine a light on it. You can require and mandate disclosures of all PACs as one example, but I think we can go even further than transparency. I think we need to hold all PACs to the same campaign finance limits as individuals. It seems very common sense to me that you and I should be held to the same standard of how much money we can give an elected official or a candidate, but why can an out-of-state corporation come in and create or fund any PAC in the nation that can then come into an election with unlimited money? That doesn't seem right.
The primary election is tomorrow. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can check your registration and find your polling location at myvote.wi.gov. Wisconsin ranks near the bottom when it comes to state investment in four-year education. The universities of Wisconsin face a number of challenges in the coming years. System President Jay Rothman says one of the big ones is fewer high school graduates and fewer of them enrolling at state universities.
As we move increasingly into a knowledge-based, technology-driven economy, I don't think that's good for the state of Wisconsin. I know enough about having managed highly talented people. Don't pay them, they will find someplace else to work.
Rothman testified Thursday to a study committee, which will spend the next several months studying the UW system's problems and how to solve them. Gas prices fell 9.6 cents last week. The average across the state is $3.40 per gallon today. This is almost 10 cents higher than a month ago, but over 33 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Demand is dropping as summer driving season is slowing down. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said as long as we can avoid a major hurricane threatening refineries in the Gulf region, the decline should continue. The national average could dip to the lowest level of the summer. A new missing child alert system launched in Wisconsin Thursday. The new system was developed after Governor Tony Evers signed the PRINCE Act, named after five-year-old Prince McCree, who was found dead After going missing in Milwaukee, the Prince Act also honors 10-year-old Lily Peters, who went missing in Chippewa Falls in 2022 before her body was found along a trail. Neither McCree nor Peters' case met the criteria for an Amber Alert after being reported missing, and the new system will have less strict requirements for alerts. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources presented the deer harvest quotas and framework for the 2024 Wisconsin deer hunting season to the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board. The statewide antlerless quota for the 2024 season is 272,837 deer, with 245,245 total boneless antlerless harvest authorizations available for purchase across the state. These authorizations are in addition to the free antlerless harvest authorizations issued in farmland zones, which are not reflected in this total. These recommendations were formed in partnership with county deer advisory councils and based on public feedback and deer population objectives. The approved quotas and season frameworks for each county match the recommendations of its respective county deer advisory council, with three exceptions. In Iowa County, the January archery and crossbow season was extended to match surrounding counties as recommended by the DNR. Additionally, the Natural Resources Board, via amendment, provided 400 antlerless permits for public land hunters in Bayfield and Oneida counties, respectively. Antlerless harvest opportunities will vary between deer management units based on local deer population levels and management goals. This approach allows for greater harvest opportunities in zones where deer are abundant and more conservative harvest where deer are fewer in number. For the 2024 season, bonus antlerless harvest authorizations will be available for purchase in all deer management units except Ashland and Iron counties, as recommended by their county deer advisory councils. Hunters may purchase additional bonus antlerless harvest authorizations online through the Go Wild license portal and at licensed sales locations starting today. The first 3 days of bonus sales are management zone specific, with all remaining permits becoming available on Thursday. Hunters can find information regarding deer season structure, quota information, and additional hunting resources on the DNR's Whitetailed Deer Hunting webpage. Wisconsin Emergency Management, in partnership with the Department of Administration's Division of Enterprise Technology, is accepting grant applications for government agencies at risk of a cybersecurity incident due to the age or condition of their IT infrastructure. The State and Local Cybersecurity Grant Program is a federal grant administered by Wisconsin Emergency Management and Division of Enterprise Technology that provides support for units of government that meet certain criteria. This funding opportunity can be used on cybersecurity-related activities, including purchase and installation or activation of multi-factor authentication and managed detection and response. Eligible government agencies include counties, municipalities, local public authorities, school districts, special districts, intrastate districts, councils of government, regional or interstate government entities, agencies or instrumentalities of a local government, authorized tribal governments and organizations, rural communities, unincorporated towns or villages, and other public entities. There will be four cycles of funding made available with increasing cost share requirements. The deadline to apply for the first cycle of funding is August 15th. Applicants must be able to demonstrate their agency or organization's need for cybersecurity improvements based on the results of a vulnerability scan, previous impactful cybersecurity incidents, legal mandates or audit findings, and or current use of unsupported systems. Guidance for the grant opportunity, including application requirements, are available online. Questions and feedback about the grant and application process should be submitted to slcgp@wi.gov. The Walk with Grace wrap-up meeting will be held Thursday at 6 at the Grace office located above Royal Bank in Richland Center. All committee members, team members, and the community are encouraged to attend to share what they felt went well and what changes they would like to see for next year's walk. The Grace office will be open today until 6 and again tomorrow from 8 until 5 for people to pick up items that they had winning bids on from the Walk Friday. Today's winners of $50 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Jackson Meckley of Avoca on ticket number 1789 and Riley Gerner of Richland Center on ticket number 2100.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Wayne Otto Ewers, 89 of Viroqua and formerly of Soldiers Grove, died Saturday at Creamery Creek Assisted Living in Viroqua. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at Soldiers Grove Methodist Church. Burial will be at the North Clayton Cemetery following a luncheon at the church. Friends may call at Soldiers Grove Methodist Church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family invites you to wear your Packer attire to celebrate Wayne's life. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Creamery Creek Activities or Soldiers Grove Methodist Church. The Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown is assisting the family of Wayne Otto Ewers, 89 of Viroqua and formerly of Soldiers Grove. Patricia M. Messeberg, 78 of Hillsboro, died Sunday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Thursday from 4 to 7 and again Friday from 10 to 11. Patricia M. Messeberg, 78 of Hillsboro. Robert J. Bob Watson, 73 of Hillsboro, died Wednesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery, Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 10:30. Robert J. Bob Watson, 73 of Hillsboro.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. I hope you enjoyed this sunny and summery beautiful day today. High temperatures tamp those low 80s and winds are calm. Staying clear tonight, we fall to the mid-50s with patchy fog possible early in the morning, which quickly burns off to mostly sunny skies once again tomorrow. And those highs, seasonal. Back to the low 80s. A few clouds start to filter in by tomorrow night, but otherwise, Wednesday, still warm. Highs scraping the low 80s with breezy winds increasing those clouds as the next system strikes. It's a big one rolling in from the west, which is also bringing in some humid conditions from the Gulf of Mexico. So what this means is Thursday, make sure the umbrella and the rain boots are nearby because it's going to be a dark, damp, and dreary one with heavy rain expected. With some thunderstorms likely as well, we are looking at totals of 1 to 2 inches. And it doesn't quit there. In fact, for Friday, we stay mostly cloudy and still muggy. And highs as this system hovers over us, only rising to the mid-70s, both Thursday and Friday. So as those scattered showers and some storms continue to rumble through our Friday, we will see the sun peeking out by Saturday, becoming partly cloudy and warming back to near 80. And of course, if you're looking for the best day of the weekend, that is going to land on Sunday, sunny and summery once again, scraping the low 80s as a high pressure system slides back into the region and takes control. And as of right now, none of these storms are expected to be severe. They're just going to be widespread soakers. And when it comes to the drought in our area, we're just fine. We don't really need the extra rain. So be cautious of localized flooding, ponding, and rising rivers. Always remember that if you come across a road covered in water, turn around, don't drown. You have no idea how deep it really is or if the road is still underneath it. A lot of times, culverts and rushing water below can wash it out. But until then, soak up the sunshine and have a gorgeous evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 80 degrees after a high of 81 and a morning low of 53. Yesterday's high was 78 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1944 is 96 degrees with a record low of 36 set back in 1964. Last year's high was 88 with a low of, or actually a high of 86 with a low of 62. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:09 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:04. Winds are calm and our barometric reading is 3.09 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 80 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Well, yesterday in Home Talent League playoff action, sectional finals took place, and in the Southeast sectional final, it was Evansville defeating Fort Atkinson 2-1. In the Northern section final, it was Sauk Prairie beating Ashton 4-1. Western section final, it featured Verona against Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, and Verona was victorious 12-1 in that contest. And in the Eastern section final, Sun Prairie defeated Monona 9-3. And the winners of the section finals advance on to the Home Talent League Final Four, which is a round robin format. So games this Sunday will feature Sun Prairie at Verona and Evansville at Sauk Prairie. And then on Sunday, August 25th, it'll be Sauk Prairie at Sun Prairie and Verona at Evansville. And then on Sunday, September 1st, will be Evansville at Sun Prairie and Sauk Prairie at Verona. Bowling season is coming up quickly, and the Bowling Association and leagues have scheduled their meetings. The Greater Richland USBC Bowling Association is having their annual open meeting tonight at 6:30 at the Phoenix Center. All bowlers who are in leagues at the Phoenix Center are encouraged to attend. They need a quorum to conduct business. Officers will be elected, rule changes will be explained, and the city tournament will be scheduled. The Major League, which bowls on Mondays, will have their meeting tonight also. That'll be following the association meeting. The Merchants League, which bowls on Wednesdays, will have their meeting on Wednesday at 6 at the Phoenix Center. The All-Star League, which bowls on Thursdays, will have their meeting on Monday, August 19th at 6:30 at the Phoenix Center. League members are encouraged to attend the respective meetings. Each league sets their schedule for the season, determines their budget, and votes on any rule changes. Make your voice heard and attend your league's meeting. Contact your league secretary if you have any questions. Also, new teams and new individual bowlers should attend a meeting to become a member. All leagues have room for more bowlers. It was quite the weekend for the Brewers' bats as they took the series from Cincinnati. The Reds prevailed 4-3 yesterday for their only win, and Milwaukee batters combined for just 7 hits total in 2 weekend games. Third baseman Joey Ortiz gave his team an early lead with a 2-run homer in the second after the Reds went ahead 3-2. Willie Adames tied it with a run scoring single in the 6th. Spencer Steer's sacrifice fly gave Cincinnati the win. Joe Ross took the loss in relief even though he went 3 innings and gave up only 1 hit. The Brewers welcome the Los Angeles Dodgers to AmFam Field tonight to start a 4-game series. First pitch for that contest will be at 7:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. The pregame will start at around 6:35. Mookie Betts is back with the Los Angeles Dodgers after missing nearly 2 months with a broken left hand. The Dodgers announced before their game tonight against the Brewers that they had activated the 8-time All-Star and a 2018 AL MVP from the injured list. They made room for him by designating utility man Ahmed Rosario for assignment. Betts was batting .304 with a .405 on-base percentage, 10 homers, 40 RBIs, and 9 steals in 72 games when he went on the injured list on June 17th.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwarz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask you if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwarz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 to be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Former Badgers running back Braylon Allen showed he belongs in the NFL with his first preseason game performance. Jets coaches have been raving about his size and power combination, and he should emerge as the second option in the backfield behind starter Breece Hall. Allen carried the ball 6 times for 54 yards Saturday, including 1 carry of 24 yards. Aaron Rodgers says in a soon-to-be-published book that he should have handled discussing his COVID-19 immunization status differently. The New York Jets quarterback was still with the Green Bay Packers in 2021 when he told reporters he was immunized against the virus and then tested positive for COVID-19 3 months later and had to be sidelined for 10 days. Rodgers unsuccessfully appealed to the league that his homophobic treatment regime would qualify him as vaccinated. ESPN reported the four-time NFL MVP says in the book, out of the darkness, the mystery of Aaron Rodgers, that it's one thing he wishes he could have done differently. The first full weekend of exhibition games featuring the NFL's new dynamic kickoff featured 2 long returns, a significant drop in touchbacks, and mass confusion on an odd play that ended up as a rare safety. The NFL's goals of increasing the rate of returns and bringing back the threat of big plays were mostly accomplished this past weekend. The NFL reported that 81% of kicks have been returned so far, even if the team has been a bit guarded in what wrinkles they were willing to show before the start of the regular season. And as the Olympics close in Paris, Los Angeles has now taken the torch. The city will become the third to host the Games three times. The last time was in 1984 when Los Angeles was as much a star as Olympians Carl Lewis and Mary Lou Retton. Olympic organizers will take advantage of a recent building boom in the city, the newly SoFi Stadium. The nearly new, I should say, SoFi Stadium will host an opening ceremony that will also incorporate the century-old Memorial Coliseum. The region has much more public transportation than it did in 84, but is looking to build much more by 2028. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Soybeans and cattle were lower Monday. Corn finished higher and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were lower. USDA is projecting a record large U.S. soybean crop with an all-time high for yield and higher acreage numbers. The old crop production guess for Argentina was slightly lower. Brazil was unchanged. And with new crop U.S. ending stocks up on the month, September beans were down 17.5 at 971 and a quarter. November was down 16.5 at 986. September bean meal was 570 lower at 306, and September bean oil was down 94 at 41.48. Corn was up. USDA raised production from July and expects a record yield, but new crop ending stocks were down on export expectations. Planted and harvested area numbers were lower for corn. September was up 6.5 at 383 and a quarter. December was 6.5 higher at 401.5. And wheat was mixed. Chicago and Kansas City were down, with U.S. winter wheat production up on both the month and the year. Minneapolis was higher, with a month-to-month cut in the spring wheat guess, and more possible due to recent weather. September Chicago was down 5.75 at 536.75. September Kansas City was 5.75 lower at 548.25. September Minneapolis was 2.5 higher at 592.25. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower ahead of this week's direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner has more on that in just a moment. October live was down 112 at 180.02. December was 65 lower at 178.95. September feeders were down 210 at 239.50. October was 205 lower at 237.72. And hogs were mostly lower on near-term versus long-term demand expectations. October lean was up 35 cents at 74.32. December was down 22 at 66.07. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this.
We can have a positive impact simply by using our fuels, and we need to get that word out.
Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast?
So it's always a good place to start. I love telling the story.
Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel.
It really touches every aspect of our society, from just living our everyday lives to driving to flying. It's everywhere, and it's everything we do.
Don't miss the testimonials.
Without biodiesel and renewable diesel, the LCFS program would not have succeeded.
And opportunities for farmers.
I'm really excited about cover crops. I think they have a tremendous boost to the soil health.
The benefits keep growing.
Let's not wait for zero. Let's do something responsible today.
Subscribe and listen today to the Better Cleaner Now podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Better Cleaner Now.
Cattle trade activity had a typically quiet start to the week. Show lists are mixed, higher in Nebraska and Colorado, but lower in Kansas and Texas. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. Boxed beef closed sharply higher and higher on strong demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 312 at 315.83. Select was $1.58 higher at $300.17. Estimated cattle slaughter was 112,000 head, down 7,000 on the week and down more than 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.05 with a weighted average of 82.48. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt both had no comparison, but weighted averages of $83. Pork values closed higher, up $1.61 at $100.27. Bellies were sharply higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 483,000 head, up 72,000 on the week and up about 17,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grabner, Brownfield Ag News.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. USDA tightened the balance sheets for corn and wheat while raising ending stocks for soybeans. Corn carryout pegged at just over 2 billion bushels, a cut of 26 million from last month. Wheat is estimated to be down 828 million bushels, down 28 million on the month. More news after this.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compeer Financial's AgriMindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compeer's next AgriMindset webinar at compeer.com/register. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
USDA's national corn and soybean condition ratings held over the past week following another week of generally favorable weather. 67% of the corn now rated good to excellent as of Sunday. 68% of soybeans good to excellent. 93% of winter wheat has been harvested. Many farmers have old crop corn left in the bin, and one of them is Matt Moreland from Cass County, Missouri.
Right now is the furthest away from harvest that you are all year, so stocks should be low, supplies should be low, and the price should be high. We're not really seeing that.
John Gwinnip with the Illinois Wheat Association says they are circulating petitions to institute a wheat checkoff. They're proposing a penny and a half checkoff per bushel.
Right now, the Wheat Association is supported by dues and by contribution from the flour millers and the business community and by grants. So we spend a lot of time raising money just to stay in business, and we need to be promoting wheat.
Jack Hubbard with the Center for Environment and Welfare tells Brownfield there are still too many unknowns about lab-grown protein. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
Finding rock bottom. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. A question I heard from quite a few corn and soybean farmers during Minnesota Farm Fest last week was, is the low in? Mark Schultz with Northstar Commodity says he's not confident that it is because of several factors. He tells Brownfield history can also provide a preview of where the market might be headed. More after this.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. A really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Brownfield during Minnesota Farm Fest near Redwood Falls this past week, Northstar Commodities Senior Market Analyst Mark Schultz said he's not sure the corn and soybean market has bottomed out.
Maybe, but I'm not overly confident of that. I still think we got a lot of problems to deal with. I think we got outside market activity and more so of currency issues to get export business. We may get business on a short-term basis, but to get business consistently, I just don't see that coming yet to the forefront.
With ag being cyclical, can we look back to other downturns to give us an idea of how long this one might last?
When you've had big markets, you can go back into the 1996 big run-up that we saw corn go up to 460. We then sat into about a 3 to 5 year period where prices were depressed, and we had the big run-up in 08. That was a short-lived one that only lasted a year and a half, because then we got back into weather problems that escalated the market up, and then we got up to the peak in 2012. Then we went into about a 4 year period that we had low prices that we sat in about, on average, maybe 350 on corn futures for 4 years on average, and the beans probably in that $9.50 a bushel to $10 a bushel, $9.50 probably caught the beans on average during that time period. That's an outside shot of what I'd see happen. If you do not have a weather problem and this crop does go to record levels and South America comes in, I'd say that's pretty much a given.
I would imagine a farmer's hands are pretty well tied if they've got old crop in the bin and they're looking at pricing new crop, but what sorts of strategies can they implement at this point?
Well, the one thing is there is a pretty close to full carry in the market. So I think right now, if you're looking at it, and what I would still urging customers to look at is be more aggressive. And I think up here in the upper Midwest, especially in the areas where your crop is behind, you've got what looks to me to be, could be some poor quality corn. I'd be more in favor of trying to unload the corn sooner rather than later. I think you want to try to avoid the possibility that the corn crop does not keep in the bin this winter. You're better off to try to unload it. So there's a full carry to the corn. Sell the corn into the March time period. You want to own it back? Own it back on paper. I think that's a safer play. Beans have the same thing. They have a good full carry. So I'm still looking to sell beans more out into January, March, or even keep the beans, sell the corn.
That's Mark Schultz with Northstar Commodity. And I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
First steps first words. Seems like yesterday you were just a girl. Skin knees, climbing trees, all those memories so close to me. Now you're a woman on your own, all in love and nearly gone, but you'll always be my baby, no matter where you are. You'll always be my baby, forever in my heart. Sixteen, first car. 21 and there's a broken heart. High heels, strong will. In my eyes I see a young child still. Every day, and God will guide you as you find your way. And you know that I'm near. Anytime, my love is always here. 'Cause you'll always be my baby, no matter where you are. You'll always be my baby, forever in my heart, forever in my heart, forever in my heart.
That was Mr. Alan Jackson with You'll Always Be My Baby on Country and Community, WRCO. And good evening, Tim Thede here, bringing you some great music up until the 8 o'clock hour tonight. Hoping your Monday evening is a good one so far. Hope your day was good and hope you had a great weekend. God, we had a beautiful weekend and can't complain about today whatsoever. Right now it's 79 degrees and mostly sunny outside. We did have a high of 81. Winds are kind of calm right now. They've been kind of up there around 5-6 miles per hour, but right now, yeah, just light winds to calm winds. So it's a nice night. Get out and do whatever you need to do at 548 in Richland Center. And then also just wanted to let you know that things look pretty good. It's supposed to start getting a little warmer and maybe getting a little more humid as we get towards Thursday. And that's our next chance of rain. But little ways off. We'll see what happens. Things could change by then. But always be sure to listen to WRCO as we always keep you informed on what's happening weather-wise. And just wanted to let you know that Edward Jones in Richland Center is holding its annual back-to-school supply drive, and that's through the month of August. No donations may be dropped off at the office in downtown Richland Center on Mondays through Friday from 8 o'clock until 3:15.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect, whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Celebrate one last fair before summer ends at the Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills, Wisconsin. Check out the events in the grandstand, including the Challenge of Champions Bull Ride, Sea Check Bucking Bulls Thursday night, the Tri-State Truck and Tractor Pullers Friday night, and the Demolition Derby Saturday night. Don't miss the Antique Tractor Pull Saturday at 10 a.m. or Car Show Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit CrawfordCountyWisconsinFair.com. The Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills.
100.9 WRCO.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville. Napa know-how.
In the middle of the night, I hear a cornfield cow cry about the moon, no matter what. Saturday night.
Bobby's getting drunk and looking